Welcome, everyone. This is a first for us here at clickandmortarblog.com. We are introducing audio in this article, so we encourage you to press play and listen in, or you can just read the article below. If you like this format, would you please let us know by emailing info@clickandmortarblog.com. So during a recent meeting with my friend David, he brought up the term personal relationship marketing. After paying and receiving a course in internet marketing, he mentioned that the internet marketer had sent him a really yummy box of chocolate chip cookies. Now, it wasn't an expensive gift, but they were delicious, and he was so impressed how this man had gone the extra mile and sent him something. In the end, David paid for the cookies in the fees for the course, but he didn't care because they were so good. Now, regardless of the price, it's the thought that counted. You know, during this conversation, the light came on, so while I was traveling that morning, I wrote a creative brief about taking my own PRM to the next level, along with an enhanced concept of sending personalized cards, mugs, coffee, and tea. It really sunk in and made me think about changing up the way I work and interact with clients, prospects, and associates. So I encourage you to email me, and I'll show you what I'm talking about here. This is a different concept, and quite frankly, I've seen very few people ever take advantage of what I'm going to share with you. Now, in this day and age, so many marketers miss opportunities to increase their value. You know, what are you doing to increase your value with your clients, subscribers, and prospects? If you are doing anything, does it speak quality? If you're involved with online marketing, you need to do more than just sending blanket emails, promoting products and services all the time. You know, people get tired of receiving pitches every other day. You know, I do. Many e-marketers seem to be selling or reselling the same products, but with a different spin, no added value. And both e-marketers and online merchants can learn a lot from David's cookie experience in that the personal touch can add a lot of value and increase the strength of the relationship. My tips for you today are to be real and cultivate relationships with your clients, subscribers, and prospects. You know, if you're using ad specialties, gift baskets, mugs, coffee, tea, food, you know, pens, pads, whatever it may be, purchase the highest quality you can find and never settle for less. Whether you're using online or offline marketing, add value and look for creative ways to increase personal relationship marketing. In closing, I want to encourage you all to look at what you're doing to make a difference. Check into personal relationship marketing and use this key and unlock the door to your next big client. Have a great week.